Moncrief on News Talk.
Keith Barry is with us here in the courtroom. Unusually for him, he wants to put you to sleep. Keith, good afternoon to you.
How are you? Good to see you.
Yeah, you've written a book called Sleep Hacks. Now, there's a thing on the front of the book. It put Keith Duffy to sleep already. Apparently.
Yeah, it's true.
So why? Because you never struck me. If I was to guess, I'd say you were a fellow who probably has difficulty sleeping because you're a ball of energy.
Yeah, it's true. So, well, I suppose there's two reasons that I wrote the book. First and foremost, as a hypnotist and hypnotherapist, like I've been doing hypnosis since I'm 14. I'm 38 now. So 30...
10 years for a blank, yes.
I look 38, you know. But 34 years I've been doing hypnosis. And the last words you say to people are sleep deep. And they go asleep.
Yeah.
And ultimately you're slowing their brainwave state down. And then also using hypnosis, I've been helping people with their sleep for many, many years. That's why Keith Duffy gave me a quote for the front of the book. Rory Best has spoken about the fact that I helped him with his sleep. And then I've had my own sleep difficulties as well. So I've combined all of my strategies as a hypnotist, hypnotherapist into a formula in the book. And if you follow the formula, you'll gain better sleep.
Yeah. No, but that means to a degree, do you have to self-hypnotize?
Yeah. So it's in three different sections. You create your own system. And I believe this is what's different about this book, I guess, than any other book is I attack it from three different areas, right?
Yeah.
So the physical body, like, did you know that 33 to 47% of the Irish population suffers from chronic pain and that affects their sleep? So how do you deal with that? Well, I give a whole bunch of hacks on how to alleviate pain from your body as you prepare for good night's sleep. So I attack it from the physical perspective, then the conscious mind, the busy bees, the whirring brain that we all have, and you're right, I'm a bit hyper, so I've got to quieten down the mind before I go to sleep. And then the third part is, back to your point, self-hypnosis. And really all hypnosis is actually self-hypnosis. And I share with people tools and strategies how they can hypnotize themselves to slow their brainwave state down to get a good kind of delta brainwave sleep. And that's what the book is about. So you create your own system, though, out of the hacks within the book, you know.
If you can hypnotize yourself, how do you wake yourself up?
Well, you'll always wake up, but you can program your mind, weirdly enough. There's been a lot of studies done on this that you don't need an alarm if you program your mind correctly. And I can see a guy nodding over there, so I don't know if you're nodding asleep or you're nodding in agreement, yeah. Which it is. Both, yeah. But ultimately, I don't use an alarm anymore. So I program myself in my head for 7 hours sleep. But the interesting thing is I'm a night waker, so I fall asleep real easy, but then I will wake up. And there's a lot of different reasons why people wake up at night. But, you know, my hack that I use on myself, and different ones work for different people, is, well, twofold. One is a visualization that's in the book, which is called the purple orb of relaxation. So I use that as a visualization technique to help me get back to sleep. But one that people can start straight away, and you just YouTube it, is binaural beats. Are you familiar with binaural beats in your world? So it's two different frequencies that get played into your ears, and your mind hallucinates a third frequency. And again, that slows your brainwave state back down and gets you back to sleep. So I just whack on binaural beats on my phone right next to my bed. I keep the phone face down, you know, so there's no blue light coming into the room and so on. But that gets me back within 5 minutes, straight back into a nice deep sleep.
You mentioned people waking up during the course of the night.
Yes.
And that there are various reasons for that. Mm. Apart from have to go to the jacks three times.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what other reasons are there?
So you can get a cortisol dump in the middle of the night. So depending on how your body has been during the day or the previous days, the stress hormone cortisol, you can get a cortisol dump in the middle of the night, which might wake you up. So you might be stressed in the middle of the night. You can get an adrenaline dump. So there's, again, like, here's one for you. Like, we need to regulate our hormones in preparation for sleep, and we need to release melatonin into our systems. The problem is, you know, a lot of people don't know how to do that naturally. And also in Ireland, we're one of the very few countries that's made melatonin pretty much illegal. You can't buy it across the counter. You know, you have to get a prescription for it, and they'll only give you a prescription under certain circumstances. But did you know, 2 hours before bedtime, just eat two kiwis. So two kiwis, there's tryptophan in kiwis, and that's a precursor to melatonin. So you'll start to generate your own melatonin by just eating two kiwis 2 hours before bedtime. Complete game changer for me. So if you do it for about 5 or 6 days, you'll immediately see the difference just by doing that. And I cite a lot of references and studies in the book because a lot of people don't know I'm also a scientist. So you may or may not know that, but I attack all of the different strategies from a scientific background. So I looked at all the white paper, peer-reviewed studies on these things before I put them in the book, you know?
Yeah, I'd say probably, and you must experience this, a lot of people feel if you go home, you have your own routine, you have your own bed,
yeah,
you have your own pillow. But if you spend a night someplace else, even in a beautiful place like Lawler's Hotel, you might have difficulty sleeping.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a disaster for me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm on and off planes every single week. I don't think there was a week this year that I haven't been on a plane. So I have no schedule. But many people don't have schedules, right? So back to your point, and people who do have schedules, sometimes that schedule gets knocked out for any reason. But again, I'll just always go back to a formula as a scientist. And the formula, as I said, it's in the book, Sleep Hacks. But ultimately, part of my formula is no matter where I am or what time of day it is, I program my mind for sleep. And that's what it really is about. It's about mental programming. You know, neuroplasticity is real. Our minds are changing right now. Like all these people in this room, in our courtroom, you're not going to leave here the same people that you were coming in. So
that's why we brought you here.
Yes, exactly. And I am going to get into some inside some of our minds in a few moments, by the way.
Keith Barry is still sitting beside me. I can feel him radiating psychic power, getting ready for whatever it is he's going to do.
Well, we're going to try and experiment with you and everybody here in a moment, okay? And it involves this number, which is 2721729.
Okay.
Okay, can everybody confirm and call it out loud that the number I'm showing you is 2721729? What is it?
2721729.
There we go. We're going to get back to that number in just a few moments, okay? Before we get back to that number, actually, let me take a photograph of me and you with this number. So jump in there. 3, 2, 1. Cheese. I'm going to put that up on my Instagram page straight away at Keith Barry. People can comment on that while it's there. So we're already up there. So while we do that, Sean, I'm going to select 4 people to help me with an experiment right now. So let me see. I'm going to go with the guy in the pink top trying not to look at us right now. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him. Yeah, you. And then the guy clapping and laughing at him. You're also going to come up. Good. And also the guy next to him laughing at the two of them. You're going to come up. And then the guy here with the beard and the kind of grey look. You coming up. And that's already posted up on my Instagram. So people can go and check that out and comment on it. All right, coming up. Okay, good. So here's the game we're going to play. The 4 of you line up there. Line up in front of us. Okay, and face your jury out there. Face your jury. I'm going to come around to you all now. And here's the game. I'll grab a handheld microphone so people can still hear me. All right, so the 4 of you right now, because this is movies and booze, I want the 4 of you really quickly to think of an actor that you would love to play in the movie of your life. Imagine right now, a Hollywood producer has come up to you, right, and said to you, your life has been so fascinating, we're going to make a movie about it. And I want you to think right now who you would love to play you in the movie of your life. It can be anybody you want, dead or alive, any actor or actress, given the times that we're in. It can be anybody you want, okay? So the 4 of you get somebody in mind, and I've got a marker for each one of you. Grab a marker. Good. All right, so in a few moments, you're going to write down the name of the person. You're going to do it in secret. You're not going to show us, okay? Just make sure you write nice and big so the people at the back can see it, but don't show Sean, don't show me, okay? So, and don't write them just yet. I'll explain when you can write them. This is important because we want to make sure we don't know who's writing what. So in other words, the 4 of you hold your cards like this. Hold them like this so they're all held the same way in landscape, not this way. Good. So now we won't know. So in a moment, you're going to print down the name of the person you would love to play you in the movie of your life. Let me tell you, one of you right now is thinking of Brad Pitt. You are not Brad Pitt. Okay, he would always deny it, but one of them was thinking of Brad Pitt, so not Brad Pitt. Okay, so now, uncap the markers, keep it secret, don't let each other see what you're writing either. Okay, just write nice and clear. Okay, and in a few moments, we're going to get these mixed up. Write nice and clear, you can hand me the markers when you're done. Okay, good, and don't show the audience either. We want this to be completely secret, and this has been done live right now. I've never met any of these before. Okay, make sure the audience doesn't see either. Okay, good. Okay, recap the markers. I'll get rid of the markers so you can just throw them away. Good. Okay, now hold the cards up to your chest so we cannot see them. There's a guy back here still writing. So he's obviously writing the movie of his life, Sean. Okay, and what's your real name? Just your first name.
So Derek.
Derek. He had to think about that too. Did you notice that? He had to close his eyes and think about his own name. Okay, all 4 of you, sneak them down to Derek. So Derek, you take them face down and give them a mix. Don't show us. Give them a mix, Derek. Okay, you can throw away the marker, Derek. Okay, give them a mix face down, Derek. Give them a mix. Okay, so now we won't know who is who. So this is where the game gets interesting. And I need your help and your help out there.
Okay.
In a moment, we're going to turn over one, okay? And we're going to see who this celebrity is, who the movie actor is. And we're going to try and match the movie actor to the person up here. And people listening at home can play along with this too, and you'll understand how in a moment, okay? So the 4 of you, take a little step forward. take a little step forward. Fold your arms so your arms are out of play and put a poker face on. Okay, I'm going to turn over the top one. Okay, I'm going to name it out loud. Now, don't laugh or point at it because then we'll know it's you. Okay, so your jobs right now are to not give the game away. Do not give it away. I'm going to flip over the top one. I'll take a kind of a sneak peek myself first. Oh, you always get one of these, I might add. So let me show the top one to you. Let me show it to you. There it is there. Okay, good. Oh, it's upside down. Let me show it to you. There we go. Okay, Sean Connery, 007. One of these people here thinks he's Sean Connery, 007, okay? So give me a good Sean Connery line, you, that we can get them all to say. Okay, somebody give me a good Sean Connery line. Shake and not stir. That's exactly what I was looking for. Okay, in your best Sean Connery impression, the four of you, you're going to say shake and not stirred. And I've got to try and match the celebrity to the person up here. Okay, just say in your best Sean Connery voice, shake and not stirred.
Shake and not stirred.
Could be him. Could be him. He's quite good. He's quite good, Sean. He's quite good. Okay, the next person. Go ahead.
Shaken, not stirred.
Not so good. Okay, the next person.
Shaken, not stirred.
He could be the coy one. He could be trying to throw me off there now, just so you all know. Okay, come on, your best Sean Connery voice now.
Shaken, not stirred.
Oh my God. I mean, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Yeah. Okay, but wait, but I get a sense of people, right? One person was trying to throw me off. One person was trying to be a little bit coy about this. However, don't react to this. Don't react till the end. But I believe our Sean Connery person, don't react. I'm going to just hand it to you for a moment. Hold on to that, please. Just hold on to it. Don't react. Good. You're good at not reacting, by the way. Okay, good. Let me take a look at the next one. Okay, don't react. Who have we got here? John Wayne. We got a John Wayne impersonator up here. So what's a good John Wayne line? Anybody? Get off your horse. That's exactly what I was looking for. Okay, so just your best John Wayne impression. Okay, say, get off your horse.
Get off your horse.
Kind of with a Northern Ireland accent there. I don't know if you noticed that, Sean. Northern Ireland accent added in just for fun. Okay, and you?
Get off your horse.
Interesting. Okay, good. And then you, your best John Wayne impression?
Get off your horse.
Oh, he's quite good. I like him now. I like him. But I'm going to go for John Wayne. I'm kind of split between two. I'm split between him and him. But then he didn't react. So I'm actually going to hand this one to you just for a moment. Don't react. Hold on to it. Okay, let's take a look at this next one. Okay, Jared Butler. So one of these two final people thinks he's Jared Butler. Okay, I don't see the resemblance, Sean. I don't know about you, between these two guys we have up here. And I'm sure we're getting some photographs for the socials as well. So we can take a photograph of these four guys here. One of them thinks he's Jared Butler. All right, so in your, give me a Jared Butler line. Does anybody know a Jared Butler line? No. Okay, so in a Jared Butler voice, just say, I'd love a drink of beer because it's movies and booze. So just say, I'd love a beer. I'd love a beer.
I'd love a beer.
He was quite good at that, actually. He was the same as John Wayne a few moments ago, though.
I'd love a beer.
Okay, be honest. Hands up, and just be honest with this. Hands up if you think it's him. Okay, hands up if you think it's the final guy over here. Okay. So a lot of people think it's the final guy. Okay, I'm not too sure, but I'm gonna go with you for Jared Butler. If I got you correct, give me a high five now. That's one. If I got you correct, give me a high five now. That's two. If I got you correct, that's three for three. Give them a round of applause. Yeah. You go down. But wait, stay with me. But Sean. We don't know who he is. There's one left. Now, Sean, you can see from where you are. His final one, it's face down there. You can see it there. You can all see it. We've never looked at it. We don't know who he is. Mm. Turn and face me. Okay. Look at me and imagine right now that you're becoming this person, this actor that you're thinking of. Actually imagine that you're becoming him. Interesting. I'm sensing there's some kind of violence attached to this person. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Good. And I'm sensing he got a cheek twitch there. So with your cheek twitch, what that tells me is there's a physicality about this person. It's almost like there's I see kind of a little scar there. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Okay, and this person, do you actually really think in your mind right now, I'm rambling around, a Scarface came to mind. Are you thinking of Al Pacino?
I am, yeah.
It was. Give her a round of applause, please. You go back down. Al Pacino. Sean.
Yes.
You've got a copy of my book there, right?
I do indeed. Yes.
And this is important, though. I want you to. This is your copy, by the way. I'm going to leave it with you. But just browse through it, make sure I haven't tampered with it. Not that I would. And I wouldn't leave it here if I had tampered with it.
Yeah.
So we're going to use this for an experiment. So there's about 60,000 words in my book. Sleep Hacks is the name of it, available in all good bookstores, of course. But let's ramble around now. Hands up if you need reading glasses. If you need reading glasses, congratulations. If your hand is in the air, you're eliminated out of the game. Okay. So you're still in the game. You come up. Come on up. Give her a round of applause, please, as she comes up. Come on up. I had to make sure I got somebody who didn't muck it all up by not being able to see, Sean.
Yeah.
Okay, hello. What's your name?
Oh, I can't see at all.
Are you blind?
Yeah.
Okay, well, sit back down then. You can sit back down. Okay, are you able to read the words in this book? Are you able to read?
Oh, yeah, I'm well able to read, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
I'm quite advanced.
Actually. Oh, quite advanced. We've got a comedian here as well, Sean. I might just hand over the microphone to her. Okay, browse through the book. Just make sure it hasn't been tampered with in any way. And just stand back here so nobody can see what you're doing.
Okay.
Happy? All right, so here's the idea. Look at me. In a moment, what's your name again?
Olive.
Olive, I'm going to attempt to influence you. Your job is to resist me, okay? But resistance is futile. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Now, I'm going to tell you, Olive, there are 250 pages in my book. In your mind, just cycle through all the different pages in my book. Really actually do that and allow a number to just pop inside your mind. 3, 2, 1, eyes open, wide awake. Good. What number came into your mind?
44.
Did you feel me influence you to think of page 44?
No.
Because it was subliminal. So do you want to change your mind?
No.
You can change your mind if you want to change your mind.
I want to.
Remember, I gave you that opportunity to change your mind, right?
You did.
So I opened up to page 44. And can you confirm when you open up to page 44 that there is...
Page 44.
There is page 44, yes. Okay, save the gags for afterwards, okay? You're on radio. People don't know that you're joking off. So Olive, there's lots of different words on both pages, yes? Double page? All right, so Olive, I'm going to be kind of your window of opportunity, okay? So can you confirm, as I move my finger around here, all the words are different. So what word is that there?
Trigger.
And what word is that there?
Tap.
So all the words are changing as I move my fingers around, yes?
Yep.
Okay, so Olive, in a moment, you're going to say stop anywhere you want. Make sure I don't influence you to stop in any particular spot. So as I move around, you say stop anywhere you like. Right there. Do you want to change or are you happy right there? Your choice.
I'm good then.
Remember, I asked her, did she want to change? She said no. Okay, call out loud. What word is it?
Believe.
Believe, yes? Uh-huh. And if you'd stopped up there, it would have been a different word and different word and different word, all different words. And you could have had any page number, yes? All of you stopped to believe. Would you believe me if I subliminally influenced you to pick that one word out of 60,000 words in my book?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you would. Thank you. Well then, Sean, we need no evidence whatsoever.
No, none whatsoever. If it's
she's
good
a believer.
Enough, yeah.
You can just come to every single one of my gigs. I don't have to do anything with you at all. But I believe the rest of the people need evidence. You see, with an extraordinary claim, we need extraordinary evidence. I try to influence all of you. You see, each and every one of you, and if you're listening on the radio too, if you're here with us in person, all of you would have been compelled to go to page 44. You would have been compelled to pick the same word that she picked, believe. And I knew you wouldn't believe me, except at the start of this whole experiment, I got you all to look at a number. But you see, this isn't just a number. No. This number was designed to influence you. You see, it says 2721729, but if I flip it around all together, what word do you see?
Believe.
There it is right there. Look, Sean.
Yeah. Genius. Keith Barry, everybody. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Well. The name of the book is Sleep Hacks, and his final show is on UCH Limerick tomorrow night. Keith, thanks a million. Lovely to see you again.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.